Good evening, Father.
Good evening, daughter. How are you?
Good. Great.
That's good to hear. Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, I had the best weekend.
Well, that's always great to hear. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, I had the best week as well.
And you've had... I know we skipped last week, just again, we were busy, and that's the way life rolls, but hey, have you had a good time since then?
Yeah.
So is there anything that you can... Anything that we forgot to mention last time, or anything else? Or do you want to just get into what we've been up to?
Let's just get into what we've been up to.
All right, you want to start for what we've done this weekend?
Yeah.
It is the weekend of November, and you had a friend over, didn't you?
Yeah.
One of your best friends, right?
Yeah, one of my best friends.
And this is the one that lives fairly close by, who you can walk to and go see in the mornings or in the weekends and stuff like that. And this is your friend that you also went trick-or-treating with as well, correct?
Yes, it is.
Outstanding. So what did you guys do?
We went to, well, we had a surprise.
Okay.
So we didn't know the surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the mall.
That was part of the surprise.
Yeah, that was a part of the surprise. But like, the surprise was in the mall.
Right.
In the Livingston Centre. But when we got to the mall, we went to the, like, up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you led us towards the golf, and we were excited because we thought it was either movies or golf. And then me and Liam waited at the movies, and you guys walked over to the golf. And we were like, oh, golf, yay!
Yeah, that's right. So we went and did some mini golf, or as we call it in the States, putt-putt.
It was really fun.
Yes, it really was. So who won?
I think either you or my friend won.
I ended up winning.
Did you?
But what did your mom do at the end? Do you remember?
Mom scored into the big monkey.
Yeah,
and won a free game.
Exactly. So you and her will get to go back at another time and go through and get better at miniature golf, huh?
Yeah.
That's going to be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited.
So after we did some golfing, we went and got something to eat, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to the Now Now Cafe.
And what's great about the Now Now Cafe?
It's gluten-free.
Well, it has a really good gluten-free selection.
Yeah.
And you ended up having a...
cheese toastie with fries.
How cool was that?
Cool.
Yep. I had some honey mustard chicken. Your mom had some mac and cheese.
And my friend had chicken nuggets and chips that she didn't finish.
She's a slow eater, isn't she?
Yeah, very.
So we did that. And then we went to another shop afterwards, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to the, first of all, we went to Primark, and me and my friend got to pick out matching pajamas.
That was pretty cool.
And we also got some matching slippers.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the American Candy store and got some snacks.
Got a lot of good junk food, didn't we?
Yeah. I wish I still had my, what were they called again? I've already forgot the best crisps in America.
You had Cheetos.
Cheetos, yes. I really wish I had some left over.
And what did you drink?
Mountain Dew Code Red.
Yeah, that's good too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I also have some Reese's Pieces. And the reason I got the Reese's Pieces at the American Candy Store and not nowhere else is because in Scotland they're not gluten-free.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, they're not gluten-free last time I checked.
Okay. I couldn't remember on that one. I thought it was more just about not being able to find it. But that is very possible. But we encounter a lot of different things that isn't gluten-free that we expect. Oh, this shouldn't have flour or wheat in it, but oh, wow,
like
it does.
Quavers.
Quavers, yeah, which is a nice set of crisps. But unfortunately, they do have gluten in them, or they have wheat in them, which means they are going to have gluten. We did a bunch of that. And then last weekend, on last Saturday, you did a thing for your brownie stuff. Do you remember what that was?
Yes, I raised 10 pence.
Yes, you helped raise 10 pence. That's right.
That's the most important part about it.
So you and some of your other brownies volunteered at the local grocery store to do backpacking, helping folks pack their bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To raise money for you guys going to a
pantomime
next month. You guys raised enough money to help pay for the trip and everything else, and that's really great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think you got to spend a little bit more time with some of the other members of your brownie group and stuff like that mm-hmm. were girl guides, I think is what they were.
Guides.
But you also, after you did that, the following brownie meetup, you got some rewards, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a little swan badge and a book and a pencil.
Very cool. And you got the swan badge, what did it say?
Swan badge said thank you.
Yeah, and you got another pin, didn't you?
Yeah, I got another pin, but that wasn't related to the backpacking.
Okay, that was just... Because that was your being made a sprite, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, my group name.
Very cool. It sounds like you've had a really good week.
Yeah.
Now, the other day, on Monday, you brought something new home from school. Do you remember what that was?
Yes, I think.
Okay, what do you think that was?
A music book.
That's correct. Your trombone book on how to play a trombone and how to read notes and stuff.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with the book?
It's broken.
It's broken. It's pretty old. It's lost most of its binding for the cover, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
But you found a folder to keep it in, correct?
Mm-hmm. And it's sitting on my desk in my room right now.
Have you looked at it since you found the folder?
I think, yeah, we did, actually. Me and Mom did.
Cool. And you've also done something new. You done part one of a new project with your coding club, didn't you?
Yeah, we are making Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird. And what is Flappy Bird?
It's a game where you're a bird and there's lots of objects and you have to fly in between the spaces and the objects.
Oh, very cool. Are you enjoying that?
Yes.
Very good. And you're going to finish it up this week?
Probably, yeah.
What would stop you from finishing it up?
The time and how complicated it is.
Mm. A lot of interesting and difficult code that you haven't encountered before.
Yeah.
Very good. It sounds like you just had a really busy week or two.
Yeah.
What did we do as a family and with your friend last night?
We played Twister.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. I forgot about that part. See? Good. How fun was that?
That was amazingly fun.
Cool. Do you remember who won? I think you guys took turns winning. Not necessarily on purpose, but just you would each win at different times doing silly, crazy things.
Yeah.
But after we did that, we pulled out the couch and sat down.
And we watched a movie.
Do you remember the movie?
Slumberland.
That was a pretty cool movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really cool movie. I really liked it.
What did you like about it? Do you remember?
I forgot his name.
Flip,
yes. How did you know?
Well, there was Philip, which was the girl's uncle, and then there's Dad, which I don't think he had a name, he was just Dad. And then there was the little girl, her name was Nemo, and then the guy in the dreamland, which was Flip.
Yeah. I always thought that Nemo, the name Nemo was from Finding Nemo.
It is used in it. For kids your age, it is from that. But Nemo also goes back to some other stuff from literature, some books, and some comic strips, which that movie was actually based on, was a comic strip with a little kid named Nemo in it. And that was going back to 1905. So it's been around for a while, not just as a little fish that gets lost.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I always thought that Nemo was... Yeah, and then we watched the movie, and after that, we got settled down for bed, and then we stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
And my friend said she didn't get any sleep, but she really did, because when I woke up after sleeping for a while, she was asleep.
Yeah, it's fun to try to stay awake, but go to sleep. Enjoy yourself, because then you can get up early and start playing with your friend again.
Yeah, but then time flies faster.
Yes, it does. Time does pass quickly when you're having fun, but it also passes quickly when you're asleep.
Yeah, that's why I don't like sleeping in sleepovers, because the time goes too fast most of the time. Like, it's really quickly tomorrow, and then I have to drop my friend off again.
It's fun spending time with your friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the whole reason for it. You know, even if you don't have anything special planned, like we did with the mini golf and stuff, just spending time with your friend, enjoying their company and doing interesting things, that's the cool part.
Yeah, that is the nice part and cool part. I don't think we have anything else to talk about, I don't think.
Okay, well, we can go ahead and wrap it up if you like.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We have a Patreon you can go support us on, and we have a merch store, and I always feel like I'm forgetting something, and I said this a couple times, but thank you for listening. Bye!